727, and he's here on the line, Josh Groban.
He's awake.
We got to stop meeting this way.
Hey. Now, you know, obviously this is a huge day for you. Your third CD, Awake, is out. What is on your plate for today, Josh?
Well, today's actually not too bad of a day. I wanted to make sure I called you guys and said hi and said thanks again. And then I've got much of the day off to just kind of sit back and, you know, vote, most importantly.
Well, there you go.
So you're in town then?
No, but I sent in an absentee ballot.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah, I caught you.
Yeah. You're clever.
Now, so where are you? You're in New York City, I hear?
I am in New York City.
Yes. So we've got about 10:30 in the morning there. Now, I thought you were going to be like on a GMA or something.
That's tomorrow morning.
Oh, tomorrow morning.
Doing Good Morning America tomorrow morning and Regis and Kelly.
Yes.
On Friday morning.
And are you performing both shows?
Yes, I am.
Excellent. Yes.
And what are you going to be singing on the shows?
On Good Morning America, I am going to be doing You Are Loved, and what's going to be the second single, I think, which is February Song.
You know, it is very, very beautiful. February Song, if I'm not mistaken, is basically you kind of reflecting back on lost romance and
it was a song that I wrote when it was a lot of there were a lot of feelings when I kind of came off the road after my last kind of experience with the last album, and it was a feeling of, you know, a lot of changes were occurring in my personal life, and I felt like there was a lot left to be done in my professional life, and there were basically a lot of questions I hadn't answered yet,
Have you answered them now?
Because we want those answers.
Yeah, we would like those.
I think that's the thing, is that for me, writing that song was like the acknowledgement that, you know what, you're not supposed to have all the answers right now, but if you surround yourself with all the right things, they'll come eventually.
Okay, good. So let's talk about the things you've surrounded yourself with. Go, bud.
I have a dog that's great.
Well, I like that. Yeah. Dog's good.
I heard you travel with your dog, too. Are you still traveling with him?
You know, he hasn't come to New York, but he's going to be on the tour bus with me for my whole tour. So.
Oh, very good.
He's my butt. Oh, that. Oh, down, boo boo, down, boo boo.
How do you like the tour bus?
Sorry.
How do you like a tour bus? I think you get on stage and you still feel like you're moving?
You know, a little bit, but I like the movement. I mean, for me, if I were to just jet to a hotel room, I would fester. I would kind of pace for a little while because there's such a high after a show. That to be able to just kind of roll and just drive on the open road and, you know, read a book or play a video game.
And what have you done with your bus to customize it for you?
Man, this bus is, I can't complain. This bus is pretty cool. It's got a flat screen TV and a queen size bed and a marble shower.
A marble shower?
Yeah. And it's got two fold-outs. Each side folds out, so when you park it, you can turn it into triple wide.
There you go. Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Who actually goes on the bus with you?
My road manager Dennis and my manager Brian will come on when he's out on the road with us.
Mm-hmm. No friends, no
it's pretty
parent,
empty.
Your mom doesn't go.
No, but I mean it's got bunks. So if I have people that are coming along with me, or I have family members that are visiting me, I love traveling with people.
And
half
so
the time
many...
I'm on the band bus hanging with them anyway.
Yeah. Well, there's a band bus kind of follows behind.
I bet it doesn't have the marble shower on the
band. No, that one probably doesn't. That's probably one of those vinyl inserts. You know,
they don't like the shower.
It is the band.
The band. Yeah, exactly. They don't like the
Come
shower.
Come on. Yeah, all right. Well, listen. Let's get right to some business here. We want you to, if you have not heard Josh's new CD, we have created about 3 minutes of heaven for you here.
Wow.
All right, so the CD is Awake.
Isn't that a game?
Yeah.
Game you played in sixth grade, going to the closet, called 3 Minutes of Heaven.
So the CD is Awake. It is out today. There are 13 numbers. A lot of songs written by Josh, performed in many different languages. We'll talk to him about that, but want you to just get a sense of what this new CD is all about.
It's Josh Groban on the Mark and Kim Show here at Coast 103.5.
Where is that old?